This is The Seven's Ruth Griffiths. A soldier at home in Shropshire on leave is being hailed a lifesaver after last night keeping a woman afloat in the River Severn until help arrived. I've been speaking to Mary McGregor, who's from the West Midlands Ambulance Service. He's given us more details.
Yeah, around about 20 past nine last night, the ambulance service was called to Bridge North to report of a woman in the river. When our ambulance crews arrived, they found that two men had been into the river to try and help this woman. A gentleman in his 50s initially tried to go in, but for one reason or another couldn't assist. And a young soldier, a 22-year-old, who was at home on leave, had gone into the river right up to his shoulders to keep the woman's head above water until assistance could come and get them both out of the water. Clearly, for someone to go into the water at any time of the day in the River Severn is pretty brave to help somebody, especially in their hour of need. But to do so at night when it's this cold and at this time of year really shows a certain sense of duty and fantastic sort of willingness to do the right thing. I'm very pleased to say that both the lady and both the gentlemen that went to help her are fine and well this morning.
And, I mean, that was just so lucky that he happened to be passing at that time because, you know, things could have ended up a lot worse. Do we know how she ended up in the water?
It's not clear to us exactly how she came to be in the water. I think the important thing here is that, you know, two people have shown great tenacity, great courage to go into the water to help somebody in their hour of need. You know, to go into the River Severn at any time of the day is clearly something that you don't take lightly. But to do so at night when it's this cold at this time of year shows a real willingness to try and help another human being. And that's why the ambulance service wants to pay tribute to both these people for their fantastic actions, a real community spirit.
And you're planning on sending a letter to both the soldier's commanding officer and to the other gentleman that helped. Just what will you be saying?
I think we just want to highlight what fantastic efforts they made. You know, I think it's right and proper that people who do extraordinary things get the credit for what they have done. And, you know, I'm sure everybody within the Army will be very pleased, very proud of one of their guys who's gone really above and beyond to try and help somebody in their hour of need. You know, it's what, let's face it, the Army does, is it helps people. And, you know, this is a fantastic example of a soldier just doing that, helping someone in their hour of need.